Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, You Know the Time.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly, as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. The Word of God. Now is the hour. Listening to the opening verse of today's reading from the letter to the Romans, You Know the Time, I was brought back to a conversation I had in my prison chaplaincy days with several men in our office. They had been talking about some of the guards, mostly unfavorably, except for one whom they seemed to hold in some favor. I asked, "What is it about him?" One replied, "Well, you know, he knows what time it is." "Oh," I said. "Yeah," he said, "he just gets it. He sizes up a situation and the people, he's really good at that, and then he just does what he's supposed to do. No big deal." Paul says to the Romans and to us, "You know the time." The time to wake up and to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We hear this on the day we start a new liturgical year, Advent. Another chance for us to begin again. Another try at giving ourselves over to vigilance, to waking up with expectant hearts. Jan Richardson writes of Advent as a dance set to the rhythm of waiting. Each year, our liturgical calendar brings us into that dance, that movement, that story, and repeats it year after year after year. Richardson frames our Advent waiting time in terms of pregnancy, focusing on Mary and Elizabeth, noting that we are a pregnant people, for God calls each of us to bring forth the Christ. And she further reminds us that the most important activity may precede the birth, the time for actively choosing to receive God. We are in that time now, preceding the birth. How are we to be in active waiting? The exhortation in Romans is clear. Wake up. Put on the armor of light. The gospel tells us to stay awake. And Isaiah, in the first reading, invites us very emphatically to walk in the light of the Lord. So, themes of time and light dominate the Advent message. We live in a very fast-paced time and in a very darkened world. Perhaps we need to give some of our time to remembering that God waits too. God waits for us in the many needs of others, near and far. And as Pope Francis reminds us, God waits for us also in the cry of earth. In his words, among the most abandoned and maltreated of our poor. It is quiet work that Advent invites, quiet and insistent work of consciously seeking out glimmers of light as we do works of justice and charity in our darkened world. Where does the light of God's presence shine? I think of the Ukrainian people. At this moment in their national story, I would call them an Advent people. Candles flickering in horrendous darkness. God, through them, is revealed and teaches us. This year, we have 4 full weeks in Advent. We will inevitably be distracted by both the demands on our own time and by the pre-Christmas commercial clatter. In the midst of all that, let's pray for the grace of courage to pause enough, to retreat a bit, in order to actively wait for and receive the God who comes to us again at Christmas and at an unknown, unexpected future hour. We might try to put all of our spiritual energy into the dance set to the rhythm of waiting. Thus we will show that we do indeed know what time it is.